Yes, sir.
Hey, Richard, Dan Nelson with Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking.
Yes,
so, let's see. Okay, so have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you know how it works?
No, never heard of it.
Okay. So that's actually one of the benefits, too. A lot of companies don't know about it, so it's not, like, overly saturated, you know? But what Google Guaranteed is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently, okay? And here's why. These leads from Google Guaranteed are only sent to you, so you don't, like, share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, right, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, like over pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense so far?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for this program. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they booked your services through Google Guarantee. Okay.
Oh.
So it doesn't show me for your vertical, which just means your category and your area, that a specific license is required, but insurance is required. So is the company currently insured?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Also, any face-to-face employees, in other words, if you have like a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. And the last requirement is you need 5 reviews. So give me a second. I know you just started with us. Let me check your reviews real fast.
I should have 11.
You should have 11. Awesome. Okay, then you're rocking and rolling there. But let me just make sure real fast. Yes, sir. 11 reviews, 4.9 rating. So you have the required amount of reviews. So you're golden there. So you're insured. You'll pass the background. You have the required amount of reviews. So you do qualify for this platform. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So let me pull those up. Okay. And just to, especially since you're new with us, let me make sure. So you would fall under the landscaper vertical, right? You're doing like landscape construction, hardscaping, et cetera.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. So give me one sec here. Okay. So under that vertical, and I just want to make sure I have the right one, there's a list of subcategories. You don't have to turn all of these on. But I just want to make sure you're under the right category. So it has artificial turf installation, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape installation, outdoor water features, driveway or walkway paving.
No outdoor water features.
No outdoor water features. Okay.
We'll take that for you.
Everything else was on, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it's the right category for sure. Let me finish these two. So there's also driveway or walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, sod and seating, outdoor steps.
Yep. No seating.
No seating. Okay. Stone masonry?
In a way, yeah.
Okay. So let me take the sod and seating off, and
we do sod. So if you have to take both of them off, just leave it on there because we do a lot of sod.
Perfect. So it's everything but the outdoor water features. Okay. So this is the right category. So let me pull up the cost per lead. Give me one sec here. Okay. So for the landscaper vertical, the cost per qualified lead is at $72 per lead.
Woo, man.
Yeah, that's because it's landscaper, like the contractor vertical, not the lawn maintenance one, you know. So $72 per qualified lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I got a guy in New York that sets a 200 lead budget a month, so sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's at $936. That's for 13 leads.
So my minimum is $913.
$936 for 13 leads. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not able to do that right now.
Yeah, no worries. You can upgrade to this at any point. Let me finish telling you, too. So the way your lead budget works, okay, whatever lead budget you set, when you do decide to upgrade to this, it does roll over. So let's say you did the minimum budget at 13 leads for $936, and you take on 13 qualified leads, right? You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you're charged $936 to replenish your lead budget, okay? Now, if you took on, and I'm just going to use one lead as an example, just to make the math easier on myself. Let's say you take on one qualified lead, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $936. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $72. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yep.
All right, so let me get this to you in writing. If you do decide to upgrade to this in the future too, just keep in mind we do not charge your lead budget until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. It's where we submit your insurance, run the background check, etc. So you're going to get an email that's titled Google Guarantee. And what I'm going to do is reply to the email with your vertical, cost per qualified lead, minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all those subcategories to you. That way you could just see them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me get this to you now. And give me a second. I'm going to check your account, too, just to see if there's anything they need for what you have already paid for, okay? So give me one sec. Let me just get this email sent out first. 36. All right. So that was sent. Okay, so I know the Google Business profile is good. Let me check the, let me make sure your Facebook ads are running. Facebook ads are not. And then it looks like they need the call tracking number set up too. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put a message to our client support side. So I'm going to have the first available technician call you from our 877 number. That way they can make sure the Facebook ads are rolling and also that call tracking number set up. That way you're getting the leads to you, you know, or phone calls. Okay? Just give me one second. Looks like everything else is on track, though. The website, the Google page. So let me shoot this over to them. Okay. So that call, it's going to call come from Local Splash, but they call from their side on the 877 number, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, I'm going to shoot you a text, too, in my direct line and extension. That way, if you ever have any questions on Google Guarantee or, like, want to get the application process started, feel free to contact me, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hey, it was great talking to you. I hope you have a great day. If you're, like, on a job or something when they call – just give us a call back at your earliest convenience, or you can send a text in, and I'll make sure to grab somebody for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. You have a great day, sir. Pleasure speaking with you. Great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.